watching on live stream, good morning, Shabbat Shalom. I'm Rabbi Joe, and this is Lion of Judah Messianic Synagogue, and or Ari Yehuda Messianic Congregation in Hebrew. And this is my wife, Dawn. And then we have Diane and Wendell on over there helping with worship, and Mr. Anthony Cody right here. No relation to Wild Bill. And we're glad you're with us this morning, and hope you're having a great day. We're going to have go to the Lord's table later, so if you want to get some crackers or grape juice or matzah, and get ready and join us in a little while, we'll do that. And God bless you as you worship with us. And if you enjoy it, tell a friend about us, okay? Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, let's bless the Messiah this morning. Let's all stand and bring a blessing into the house of the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu et darecha Yeshua b'mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
Myself and bow, bend a knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time, O God, in your abundant righteousness. Answer me with the truth of your salvation.
Amen. Let's do the Vishamru. It's just page 46 in your Siddur or on the screen. Vishamru
v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasor et ha-shabbat le-dorotum berit olam. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasor et ha-shabbat le-dorotum berit olam. B'nei Yisrael, et ha-shabbat, lasot et ha-shabbat, le-dorotum berit olam. Kishet yamim asa Adonai,
et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz.
Ve-shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasot et ha-shabbat le-dorotam barit olam.
Uviyom HaShivi, Shabbat B'Nafash, Shabbat B'Nafash, Shabbat B'Nafash. Veshamru B'nei Yisrael et HaShabbat. Lasson et HaShabbat ledoratom barit olam.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a time between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Trouble arises in the Middle East, as we fully expected and believed it would, that as the fight against ISIS and terrorism and Assad and Hezbollah and Iran and Hamas and all these things heat up, we expect more and more trouble, and that means more and more problems for Israel. But Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are Israel's shield. For thou, O Lord, are a shield about us. You are our glory and the lifter of our head. We pray that you be a shield around Israel, Lord. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray from the top down for Mr. Netanyahu and people that work with him, Lord, for their salvation. That the scales would be removed from their eyes, from the Knesset and Mr. Netanyahu and in the IDF and all throughout the government, that the scales would fall from their eyes, that they would see their Messiah. Pray for the people of Israel, that they too would see their Messiah. Lord, I spoke with a widow yesterday in Israel, and I pray for her, Lord. She struggles on less than $1,000 a month to live there, but yet you provide for her. And we just pray for all the poor people struggling to live in Eretz Yisrael, and for their salvation and for their provision and protection, Lord. I pray also, Lord, for the Messianic Jewish leaders today. I pray for the rabbis, that you would deliver them
from any spirit of religion or bondage, especially those who are bound up with the law, with believing that they are under, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:6, we are ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. And as we messianic rabbis must remember that we are ministers of a new covenant, not the old covenant, and we're not under the curse of the Torah, and so we must not live as we did before, without freedom in bondage. That's why Yeshua came, to be our Passover, to redeem us and take us out of slavery and bondage to sin and the enemy, Lord. So set them free, and remove the scales from their eyes. Heal the sick ones. I pray, Lord, for all the rabbis that are struggling with sickness, that you heal them. I pray, Lord, for our Jewish people, especially my mom. My mom went into the hospital yesterday with another severe bout of congestive heart failure. She could hardly breathe. I'm going this afternoon to see her. And so we just pray for Harriet, Lord. Thank you that she had a good night's sleep and that they drained the fluid. She ate a good breakfast and she's having a good day. And thank you for answered prayer for that. I pray for that you bring the scales off of the eyes of our Jewish people, Lord. Here in Odessa, in Skopje, in Macedonia, in Europe, in England, and all over the world, Lord, South America, and Canada, and Israel, that you would remove the scales from the eyes and save your people Israel, we pray. And bless our service today, Lord. Bless our president, Lord. Help him. Your word says to pray for our leaders. We pray for President Trump. We pray for wisdom. Help him to hear your voice. Say, this is the path. Walk ye in it. Do not turn to the right or the left, Lord. Help him not to be led by false counselors and to be led by truth and righteousness, Lord, I pray. And Father, we just give you the praise and the glory today, Lord. Pray for the sick. Pray for Tom Phillippe, Lord, who had a twisted bowel, that you untwist the bowel and be with Sharon, strengthen her, and be with Madonna and Robert, and heal them, Lord, from the sickness that's come upon them, Lord. Heal Madonna and Robert today. And anyone else that's out there that needs healing, Lord, we just lift them up to you and pray your healing touch upon them. In Yeshua's name, amen. And now the Lord says,
he who formed Israel in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him,
and gather Israel to himself,
for he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has been his strength. Is it too small a thing for Israel to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel he has kept? He will also make Israel a light for the Gentiles, that he may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth.
Restore the worship of Israel.
Et Adonai Elohecha V'chol levavcha U'v'chol nafshecha U'v'chol me'odecha V'hayu ha'divarim ha'ele Asher enochi mitzavcha Hayom al levavecha V'shinatam levanecha V'dibarta bam V'shivtecha b'veitecha V'lechtecha v'derech Uveshachbacha uvekumecha ukeshartam liot al yadecha vehayulatotafot bene necha uchatavtam al mizazot betecha uvisharecha.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Amen. All right. I'm going to ask Isaac and Wendell to carry the Torah today. And if Charlie would be so kind as to open the ark for us. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you.
For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that was a spirited Torah processional. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody even left the door open for Elijah. See if he's out there, Fred. See if Elijah's out there.
Double check. You don't want to miss him. Okay.
Was he there? You didn't see him? Fred didn't see Elijah. Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom.
Good to see you all. Welcome. Folks who slipped in while we were in the process of getting started here. I want to welcome again the folks at home. Let's all say Shabbat shalom to them as loud as you can. Shabbat shalom. I want to welcome you from folks watching on live stream. We're glad you're with us today. And just enjoy yourselves, and you have the benefit of being able to go to your kitchen, get a cup of coffee, come back and worship, and so enjoy. We have special guests with us today. If you live in the area, we invite you to come and worship with us. If you don't live in the area, and you don't have a Messianic synagogue near you, and you can make this your Messianic synagogue, and we invite you to share, tell your friends if you live in a place out in, and you know, where they don't have a Messianic congregation, please join us on Shabbat on Saturday mornings at 10:45, and we want to welcome everybody else, and we'll do that officially in a few minutes. But what's next, Miss Dawn? Oh, Ya'amod. It's kind of like Alamode. I like Alamode. Sounds like pudding's coming. Okay. Ya'amod Asher ben Zedekiah. Baruchu et Adonai Hamavora.
Baruch Adonai Hamrachim
Ba'ed. Baruch Adonai Hamrachim Ba'ed. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar Bani Mikol Hamim Ve'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Adonai Notein HaTorah. Amen.
Lord, the Blessed One.
Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to close the ark. And we need more mics. We're just growing, I'm telling you. We need a bigger sound system.
Okay, today's Torah portion is Tzav, which means it's talking about Moses being commanded by God. And you know, God has reached down into this world, and he has given us a means by which we can relate to him. As we look at this Torah portion this morning, Tzav is a command, but it also has a deeper meaning that means to bond, to make a bond. And so we see the way God has done this, the mitzvahs that are 613 in the scriptures, most of them pertain to material things. And we see that God places some type of an importance upon them so they relate to him. You know, if you read the whole book of Leviticus, of Erica, you'll find that there's 40% of the mitzvahs are within this one book. It's the book that Yeshua ministered mostly from. It was his favorite book, and it's the center of the Torah. It's, if you wanted to get just a quick one book that could give you all the things in the Torah, then Leviticus would be the book that you would need to take a look at. Tzav, it tells us about the gap that's between the Creator and the created, and that can be a great gap, but God has given us through the Torah his mitzvahs, and by performing and observing the mitzvahs, we are come to the word tzav, which means we are bonding with God. We're connecting a connection with God today. You see, the Torah today, this portion today, gives us a more insight about the sacrifice, the Korban yoke. And we see that today God is instructing Moses to command the Kohanim and the Levites exactly how the sacrifice and the things in the temple or in the tabernacle then would be offered. You know, last week we talked a little bit about the burnt offering, which was the olah. It was the, you know, with the temple, only the sacrifices were only offered during the daytime. There was not any sacrifice at night. What makes the olah a little different than the other sacrifices is it was a consuming fire that burnt the whole animal up, and it burnt all day into the night. They would put a lamb on the altar of a morning, and then at the evening before it got the light would go down or the sun would go down, they would sacrifice another lamb, and it would burn through the night. And there was a reason for this, because that God commanded that the fire was to never go out on the altar. And it's interesting, you know, if you look at Yeshua, he came as a servant, as the Messiah, but we see today in this Torah portion that God makes an unusual command upon the Kohanim, who were the high priests. They were the priests that wore the godly garments, the garments of the white linen. And God commanded them that they were the ones that would perform maintenance upon the altar of God in the temple. It's interesting that God wanted them to perform it, but they had to take the holy garments had to be taken off, because they were in a place of great respect and position within the Jewish community. But after all, they were the Kohanim. But God says, you are the ones that will take the ashes off of the altar, and you will discard them outside. Of course, outside the Temple Mount there, or the temple area, they would be taken to another area, and there they would be deposited. But there's a great lesson that we see here, and it's the lesson that Yeshua taught, which is about humility. If you remember at the Passover that he performed that we're coming up on, he took the basin and the water and the towel, and he began to wash their feet, he was the Son of God. He was the King of Kings, but he stepped down and washed the disciples' feet because to show humility. And so God is calling these Kohanim who are in a lofty position that they too will be taught humility, because they will be the ones that will do the maintenance, and they will carry the ashes out of the altar to another area. And again, you know, the reason why God wanted no offerings at night was because with idol worship that was very prevalent at this time, a lot of times the pagans would offer sacrifices at night. That was a pagan thing because they worshiped the darkness. God is a God of light, not of darkness. And you have to have light to have the shadow. But, you know, with the idol worship, their idol worship is very oppressive. It's based upon a fear of people that have. In Isaiah 45, God tells us that I am God, there is no other God, from the east to the west. And so the Kohanim who were chosen because of the first one, Aaron, they were the ones that they worshiped God and served him not in fear, but for love of the Heavenly Father and also the love of their fellow man, the people that they would minister with and to were part of this and part of their love. And we see that with the Kohanim, this Torah portion today teaches us about being holy. It teaches us about being set apart just like the Kohanim, because if you're a believer, God has called us to be priests and kings. That's what he says. We are to be holy and we are to set ourselves apart just like the Kohanim did when they separated themselves apart in the temple. They were apart and completely dedicated to the commands of the Heavenly Father. That's why the basin was there, because they would wash before they ever entered into the service. They would get the dirt that would attract itself to their hands and their feet. They had to remove that in order to become holy and not to. And that's like our call today, is to be holy priests and kings unto God. And it, you know, when God said when a man brings an offering, you see, with God it was all about sin. But what is sin? Sin is, I think it's a predicament of being a human. Sin is our inward nature. We're sinners by nature. We're sinners by desire. There is pleasure in sin. I've been there, and I can tell you there's pleasure in sin. But we are a free moral agent to choose whom we will serve. That's what it's all about. And I went back and I got to looking at the different. There's actually I looked in the Torah. And there's 9 types of sin that are mentioned in the Torah, and it tells a lot about what sin is. The first one is ra'ah, and it means that it's a nature that is contrary to God. Cha'ah is a nature that means sin deserves punishment. If you sin, it says you deserve punishment. Rasha'ah means that we are improper. We are morally wrong. We're not on the proper path. Avon means that sin is a perverse and crooked and twisted idea or action that a person has. Pishah means that we're in rebellion when we sin against God. Asham is means that we are a guilty trespasser. Ta'ah means we are going astray. We are deceiving not only ourselves but others. We are seducing others to follow the path that we have chosen. Pashah means that we are offensive to God. We are revolting from God. And the last one is Shagah, which means that we have morally transgressed. Our sin is by our ignorance, that we have committed the sins that God does not like. Sin separates us from God. And you see what was interesting, when you took the sacrifice to the altar, you had to create a place of comfort for yourself because the sacrifice was being offered to God, and you had to put your hands on the lamb and confess your sins. Just like with Yeshua, he expects you to publicly confess him. In other words, he can't profess you to his Father if you don't confess him publicly. You can't be a believer that's in a closet. You have to have avodah. You have to be a worker in the kingdom of God. So you have to choose that closeness because of the confession of sin. And the sacrifice offerings was for God. It wasn't for us because of the sins that alienate us from God. But you see, we look, the Passover and all the other offerings were looking for the ultimate redemption, because the scripture says we will come to Zion in joy, to Jerusalem, to the sanctuary, and there we will offer the obligatory sacrifices unto the Heavenly Father. And just to close, this parasha today points us to Passover. We must look inside and see our condition of our souls and kindle the fire on the altar of our heart. And there it must be pleasing to the Heavenly Father. We must do that every day when we start. We must test the bowl and the water and the cloth and the towel. And we must also put the things that are unpleasing to God, we must put them on the altar each day that we start our day. Shabbat Shalom.
Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai v'yad Moshe.
And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel, the command of the Lord through Moses' hand.
Who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old.
Amen.
May may be seated. Just have a few announcements before we continue with our worship. And as the rabbi mentioned before, we do have a special guest from Ukraine, Chief of Station Jews for Jesus from Ukraine, Igor, and his wife, Galina. And we just welcome them. They've been in our home for the last couple days, and we've just really enjoyed getting to know them, and we're going to share them with you today, and hopefully you'll gain something from the Lord. It'll be a special time. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We also have some other visitors with us, a longtime friend of our ministry, Tatiana Karnatova. Welcome, and it's good to have her. She comes in and out from time to time, and so she's come to be with us today. Thank you, and everyone, welcome her. And we also have, here on my sheet, says Greg and Diana Hillman, is that right? Would you stand and we'll welcome you? And it's nice to have you with us. And Diana, you've been with us before? Oh, great. Well, it's great to have you and have your husband with you today. Amen. Enjoy having you and just our people welcome you. Amen. It's good to have you. Praise the Lord. Just a few things. First of all, I want to let you know that
Charlie's here today too.
Yeah. Is that a miracle? It's a miracle Charlie's here. It's a miracle that any of us get here. Amen. I think to myself when I walk in the door, I'm like, gosh, I made it again. And Aja made it back. Yeah. Hi, Aja. We all have our struggles. Amen. But when we come to the house of the Lord, we share our burdens together, and the Spirit of the Lord is strong and mighty to save us, to help us through, and we need each other. Amen. That's why it's important to come together. It's important to be together, and it's important to serve Israel together. And that's why we have a Messianic congregation here, is so that we have a place to serve Israel. If your call is for Israel, this you should be here, because this is the place. It's the embassy. We are ambassadors, and we have a call to help Israel to fulfill her call and also to reach out with the message of the restoration of Israel, and Jew and Gentile doing that together. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, amen.
Hey, it's not just for Jews anymore. It's okay for Gentiles to know the Lord. So we do it together. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, one big piece of news that's just come up, and we're going to pray for Rabbi here in a minute, probably at the communion, at the table of the Lord. But Rabbi's mother, as you heard, is not doing well, and she's very frail and has been in and out of the hospital several times in the last 6 months. And so we just felt it very important that Joe needs to go to her. So this afternoon, he went ahead and purchased a ticket last night.
She went into the hospital yesterday.
Right. Yesterday, she went into the hospital, unable to breathe. So Joe purchased a ticket, and he's going to be traveling to Boston today. Actually, he needs to leave at 1 o'clock, so somebody will be taking him to the airport as soon as that comes around. All right, and so let's pray for him and his mother this week. We're going to have to cancel a couple of things, but he will be back for the banquet. He'll be back Thursday night. And but he does need to spend some time with his mother and his family. And so we're sending him off. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll pray for him here in a few minutes. Just a couple other things, and we'll continue with our worship. Concerning the banquet on Saturday, that's this Saturday. Everybody say this Saturday,
this Saturday
is the banquet. Okay, at Holiday Inn. All right? And there will be no service here. Everybody say, there will be no service next Saturday. Okay? Because our service is at night.
Right.
All right? The service is at the Holiday Inn. Okay? So even if you don't have a ticket, come on out there. It's okay. We'll let you in the door whether you eat or not. And concerning tickets, I just want to let you know, those of you who are in the congregation, who are working, who are helping, please let me know. Please come to me about tickets, okay? Because we're going to make sure that you get there, okay? There are extra seats that have been paid for, and people, we will make sure that everybody who's working, if you're working, you're volunteering, if you're part of our congregation, you've been here, and you can't make it. I don't want you to come because you couldn't afford it, okay? Is everybody okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So please come to me after service, and we'll take care of that, because I need to make sure everybody's on the list that's coming, okay? If you haven't signed up, I want you to sign up, but I need to know if you need help or not, okay?
And right. I just want to add something. Revitz and Dawn, she needs help this week. Anybody who has a spare night or a spare afternoon to come and help, she's been working very hard, and there's not a lot of help. We don't have a lot of people, so it's a lot of stuff on her plate. So if anybody can help her, please see her and just offer, if you have any free time.
Well, let me just, can I just
you
say
talk
this?
About it. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that's popped up is that we do have a newsletter that's ready. He's thank you, Rabbi.
Popped up.
The newsletter popped up. All right. So we would like to get it out this week, but of course there's a lot, you know, to do that. So if you have spare time this week, and you can come and just help with getting that newsletter out. It may just be just prepping, and then we'll get it out next Monday. But if you've got some spare time, I can put you to work with, you know, getting everything ready for the newsletter, whatever we have to do. So just call me or call the office, call Robin, and we'll organize that, okay? But prayers are appreciated. A lot of the work that I have to do, it's just stuff I have to do. Robin is a big help, so you can also pray for her. But there are a couple of jobs that I want to nail down for next Saturday. So please stay afterwards so I can talk to you about who's doing what. I mean, we've got it mostly down, but there's a couple of things I want to make sure we're all clear about. Okay? So, okay. And in addition to that, if you need an extra schedule for this week, I'll print some out, and I'll have them over at the fellowship hall. Remember, Thursday night is work evening here, like at 6 o'clock, and we're going to put everything together, the books and the haroset and all the everything. We're going to cook, do the food and the books and get our stuff together, organized, okay? Friday, those of you volunteered to come and transport, we'll start that at 12 o'clock, and then we're going to meet at Holiday Inn. Everybody say Holiday Inn, 6 o'clock on Friday. Don't show up at the Holiday Inn at 10 o'clock in the morning and ask them what you can do, or go bug them at the front desk. Okay, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn at 6 o'clock, all right? And anyway, if you don't need to ask me to come, you just need to show up, all right? And we'll put you to work. So just come. Then Saturday at 12 o'clock, we will begin the last-minute preparations, putting the flowers out and doing the tables, the Seder plates, and any other last-minute sound system. So sound checks, and the dance team is coming from Knoxville. So I have that scheduled downstairs. I'll give everybody a copy, and please come to help out during those times. All right?
today after lunch. We're going to have, we call it Oneg, which means joy. The scripture says that Sabbath should be a delight. I think it's in Exodus 31:31, is it? It says that you should make the Sabbath a delight. So the word for delight is Oneg. And so it's also come to mean lunch. So we have Oneg, we have lunch following the service. Today we're just going to have sandwiches, right, Charlie? Is that? We're just going to have deli trays and sandwiches. And afterward, please stay, those of you who are consider this your congregation, and to come, please stay and we're gonna have a quick lunch, and then we're going to, I'm not going to be here, but maybe Don will lead it, and we need to pray. Come together and pray for Passover, pray for our Passover meeting next week, and we need to have a time of prayer. So we may break up into two or three groups, and so forth. So, but we need to pray for the Passover. We need to pray for the preparation of the Passover, for all the details. Pray for the sound guys. Pray for the security. Pray for me to get back from Boston. You know, all these things. So,
amen.
That'll be right.
So stay afterwards, and we'll pray together. And FYI, for your information, Passover officially starts Monday night. I don't know if anyone's having meals in their own homes, but just to let you know, Monday and Tuesday is official, is the Passover begins. And if you would like to participate, that's a nice thing to do, and invite some friends over if you'd like to do that. That's why we don't have anything planned Monday night and Tuesday night. If you'd like to observe the feast by abstaining from leaven, that's what we do in our house. We have matzah only for the week, so it's a really fun thing to do to try to keep that in the spirit of the festival. So we clean out everything, and then we have matzah sandwiches and matzah eggs and everything. So, and anyone who would like to is free to participate in that. Okay.
And I recommend that you add a lot of prunes to that matzah that
Joe
eat.
Likes the prunes. It doesn't bother me, but you know, some people it may. Okay.
Maria knows what I'm talking
Moving
about.
Moving along. Hallelujah. We are going to have, speaking of Oneg, we're going to have a meeting about that, because we've changed our format. We were cooking every Saturday, and someone was assigned. We're going to continue to have assignments for the kitchen for Oneg, but we're going to change it back to people bringing things. So, and we'll let you know. But we're going to have a meeting about that after the Passover. But God does things during our Oneg, during our fellowship. Amen. Do you guys enjoy that time? Well, you know, it's important, because that's when we share our burdens. That's when we pray for each other. That's when we find out what happened during the week, and that's when the kids play together. It's a wonderful time. But if we're going to do that, we need to be committed to bringing we need to bring stuff to eat. Amen. So in order to make it a delight, we need to pitch in. And if we all pitch in, it's going to be easy. All right. So we'll talk about it more, but I just want to let you know, be faithful in bringing things, not just dessert, guys. Don't just stop at I'm going to tell you, don't just go to Kroger and pick up a thing of cookies, you know, and think you did something for Oneg. All right. When we have Oneg, bring something we can eat, okay?
Then go to Kroger and
then get
cookies,
right? The rabbi likes the cookies, but we need something to eat, okay? So that's the main thing. All right, and one other little housekeeping issue for our family. I wanted to let you know, I'll be honest with you about this, okay? This stage right here, I just want to be clear with you guys, is very important. That the ministry of the Holy Spirit goes on, the ministry of of the word goes forth, and it takes a lot of preparation, and it takes, and God is doing something when we come together on Shabbats, right? I want to please ask you, when Rabbi is finished speaking, when the message is done, he needs to gather his things and be given a little bit of space to finish up here, and then he will talk with you or meet you down at the fellowship hall. I'm going to ask you, please do not come up on this stage, either from the beginning of the service to the end of the service. When we're in here at 10:15 in the morning, we want to say a quick hello to everybody. We want to be nice, but we've got things we need to do to prepare. And only certain people are asked to do the communion, the Shulchan Adonai, and the preparations upstairs. So if you're not asked, please don't come up here, okay? If you're asked, that's fine. But if you're not asked, this area right here is for the ministers, okay? I'm not trying to make a separation, but in order for us to have ministry, we've got to have time to get ready, and it's a certain order, okay? So please respect the stage etiquette from the beginning of the service to the end. When Rabbi's got his stuff together and he's ready to go, then you can talk to him or meet him down at the fellowship hall, and he'll sit down and enjoy a meal with you, okay? But the more you talk, it's just hard. It gets a long day, right? Amen? And you tire him out. Don't wear him out.
Don't jump the rabbi. You know, the last 3 weeks, you guys all take off, and that's great. But I'm up here, and I'm trying to pack up my bags, and somebody who's not here, and I won't name names, but they just, you know, they said, can I help you? And I say, sure. You help me? Let me pack up. You can help me carry my bags. Just have a seat. So I go back to get my bags, and then find out the person's up here doing the communion thing. Well, they're not on the communion team, you know. We have some organization. You know, I'm not a director. I'm not into lording it over people. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not on it, if you're not on the worship team, don't just come right up and start singing, right? You know, if you're not, you know, everybody has a role. If you're not on kitchen duty, you know, ask if they need you. If you want to help out, ask them. But don't just go rushing in there. Let them ask you. As simple as that. It's just being courtesy. So anyway, thank you.
Amen. So that's all for the housekeeping. And you guys know all the dates coming up. Lev Shiloh, Corey Bell is coming April 29th. And Marty Goetz is coming June 2nd. And the MJA conference is the first week of July. And I've got, they've sent us the flyers, so you can start thinking about that and signing up for the week of the conference. Okay, it's a wonderful week. So I don't want to take any more time. I'm going to leave it, send it back to you, Rabbi.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to prepare to take our offering and our tithes and our offerings. We're going to pray. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bless Israel. Your word says you will bless those who bless Israel, and you will curse those who curse her. And you make it so clear in your word, Lord, your covenant with your people Israel. You love all people. You love Jew and Gentile. But you promised, Lord, in the year of Jubilee to restore the Jewish people to the land of the tribes that you prescribed, each person back to their land. And so someday you're going to bring everybody who's from each tribe back to the land. And that day's coming soon. And it's coming. Jews have been going back to Israel for over 100 years. You're going to bring us back to the land that you promised in Genesis 15 to our forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way to the Tigris and Euphrates, all the way to Egypt. And that you're going to bring us, and even Gaza is going to belong to Judah. Your word says it, Lord. Your word says it. So we believe it. And you're going to do it. We don't know exactly how it's going to happen. We know you're going to do it. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to bless Israel, to give back, and to support our ministry, to support this work. It's not just Don and Joe's ministry. It's our ministry. It's all of our ministry. So, Lord, bless the givers and bless the gifts a hundredfold, Lord. And now let's prepare to bring our tithes and our offerings. There's a basket in the middle for spare change for the poor that we give. If you have any spare change you want to give for the poor in Israel, in the land, in the Holy Land, you can put some change in that basket, or if you have a couple dollars, you know, whatever the Lord leads you. And you can put anything in the boxes. Usually the big box is tithes and the other box is the building fund. But if it gets mixed up, just mark what you're doing so that we know where you want it to go.
Put your money in an envelope and mark on it what you want it to go for.
That's yes. Otherwise, your name. Otherwise it goes to Rabbi Joe's coffee and donut fund. So, okay. Why are you laughing?
Just a Jew are all thy
He has scattered Israel, will gather him again, and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. He has scattered Israel, will gather him again, and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. Scattered Israel will gather him again, and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. Bounty of the Lord, new grain, new wine and oil, young flocks and herds. Life shall be a watered garden, never, never languish again. He who scattered Israel will gather him again, and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again, and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong, and they shall come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. Rejoice and dance, virgins, young men and old, the morning I'll turn to joy, my people shall be satisfied with the goodness. Shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him.
Hallelujah. He's given us the good news. Amen. The good news that we can have new life in Him. Amen. We don't have to be tied to all the crummy things that happen in this world. And we have a new life in Him.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When we say yes to Him, He gives us a new spirit. He gives us a new life. Doesn't mean all our troubles go away, but it does mean that we've got the power to face everything that comes our way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's got healing in His hands.
Yes, He does. Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Woo.
He's got peace. From the tormentor.
Yes.
If you've been tormented all your life and you come to know Yeshua, you have the power to overcome the tormentor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not only does He forgive you, He forgives all the people who have come against you. And He gives you forgiveness in your heart. Hallelujah. The ability to forgive. Such a powerful thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the life we have in Yeshua.
Please be seated. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam amotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, and Yeshua, the bread of life, who rose from the earth on the third day. It was on Passover, Luke 22 tells us that Yeshua sent his disciples to see a man carrying a pitcher of water and asked the man to lead them to an upper room where they would prepare and make ready the Passover. And they made ready just as the Lord told them. And during that meal, the Lord took the cup, the third cup of Passover, known as the cup of redemption, or the cup taken after the meal. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sin." And that same Passover night, Yeshua took the bread. We call it afikomen. It's the middle piece of three pieces on every Passover table of matzah, or unleavened bread. And he gave it to his disciples in small pieces. He broke it, or maybe he let them break it. I don't know. I wasn't there. But anyhow, they broke it into pieces, and they took it together with the third cup. He says, in remembrance, this is my body broken, given for you, he said. This is my body given for you. Speaking of the bread. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask Maria and Deborah, would you like to serve today? Okay. Maria and Deborah, if they would come up. And we invite all believers in Yeshua and Jesus to come to the Shulchan Adonai, the table of the Lord. If you're at home and you want to join us and you have some bread or crackers or matzah, we're not picky. You have some fruit of the vine you want to get ready and take with us, you can grab that and prepare yourself. There's only one requirement that we have, that you be a believer in the Messiah, that you be in the body of Messiah, and that you have received forgiveness through the blood of Yeshua, through the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah. God has revealed his son to you. So let's close our eyes and bow our heads. All of us, if there's anybody here who doesn't know Yeshua, and you'd like to invite him into your heart today, if you'd like to ask him to forgive your sins, just raise your hand if you're here today and if you've never made a confession to Yeshua, if you've met a profession of faith in him, and you'd like to do that today, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. And if you're at home and you're watching and you'd like to ask Yeshua to be your Messiah today, all you have to do is ask the Lord to forgive your sins and ask him to just tell him you're sorry that you've broken his laws and you've trespassed against him. Tell him you're sorry. Ask him to forgive you, to come into your life, come into your heart, and to put your name in the book of life. Ask him to put your name in the book of life forever and to save you. And I believe if you pray that, those words, and with a sincere heart, that God will do that for you. And so at this point, let's prepare our hearts. I always say, come have a short list with God. If you have any unconfessed sin before you come to the Lord's table, it's always good to get right with the Lord before you come. So if you have sin in your life that you need to confess, this is a good time to do it. And I'll be sitting in the box over there, and you can come tell me. No, just kidding. It's just a joke. Seriously, you can just confess. Donna's laughing at me. Praise God. You don't have to confess to me. You can confess to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come as you're ready.
See on the tree the love of God.
Father, we just thank you for the kids. We just thank you that they are arrows in our quiver. They are the beginning of our strength. They are our heritage. They are the heritage of this world. We thank you, Lord, that you train them up in the way that they should go, that when they're old, they will not depart from it. Lord, we pray that they hear your voice say, "This is the way, walk ye in it, and do not turn to the left or the right." Help them to obey their teachers, their parents, and their teachers in school as well. Authority. Teach them to learn authority and to walk in it, Lord, because it's a safe place to be. It's a safe place to be. Lord, we pray for their future. Those who are to have spouses, Lord, that you even be preparing their spouses now, Lord, for them, the right person, and prepare them as well, Lord, that they don't have to go through the horrors that we see out there in the world today, Lord, but that they find the right person and help them, prepare them for life, Lord, for what they're going to do with their lives. Prepare them, reveal to them things about their future, and help them to make ready. I just believe that I commend them to you, Lord, as servants of the Most High God, and that each one, I pray, is dedicated and committed to serving you, and that each one has an encounter with you. Now anoint their teachers as they go. Fill them with the word. Anoint the kids' ears to hear, to receive your word, and anoint their teachers to preach boldly the word of God and truth. In Yeshua's name, and help them to behave. Amen. Children, you are dismissed. Oh, okay. You want to tell them?
Before we get started, I would like for Wendell and Charlie, and if Anthony's still here, we're going to anoint Rabbi with oil and pray for him. So if you'll just come down front and we'll let them.
If you pray for me, pray that I stay healthy so that I can be around my mother because she's very frail right now, and I want to spend time with her in the hospital. And so pray that I stay healthy for safe travel. And my sister, I'm going to be staying in my mother's home, and my sister's a very troubled woman, she has a lot of issues. So there's a lot of things, little creepy crawlies in that house. So just pray that God protects me from the creepy crawlies and that he's a shield about me. Amen. And that I'm going for a mission. I love my mother, but he's sending me. I didn't know at this time yesterday I was going to be going. So it all happened very quickly. And I'm coming back Thursday. So thank you for praying. And pray for my mother, for her salvation. She needs the Lord. And healing is great too. I love to see her stay around. But most of all, she needs the Lord. So thank you very much. And I appreciate these prayers. So.
Buke them. from even before he goes, God. God, that you, Lord, would anoint him with a special anointing, God, that it wouldn't be his words, but your words, God, that he would say, God, that would even heal his mother or save the lost, save his family, Lord, his whole family, and let them know, God, that you were a good God, Yeshua, God, that you, God, are on the throne, God, and that you have the power of life and death, God. God, let them see, God, Yeshua and our rabbi as he goes, God, and let them begin to fall on their knees and cry out to you, God. God, and turn their hearts to you, Lord. And I thank you for that, God. And we just pray strength for his body, God. We pray, God, strength, supernatural strength in his body to make this flight, God. Even in the air, God, that you, Lord, would protect him in the air, God, as he leaves on the airplane, God. God, and bring him home safe, God, with strength still in him, Lord. That it's your supernatural strength, Lord. And I thank you for that, Yeshua's name. Amen.
Thank you. And pray for my back, too. You have to pray right this second. But I've been having a lot of back trouble lately and pain. And I really don't, I wasn't planning on this trip. And I love my mom. And I want to be there for her to help her, you know. I've been witnessing to her for 20 years. It's not been easy. And she's fought me every step of the way. I gave them a Bible. I don't know. It disappeared. I've given them. They've heard me preach. They've been to different churches. They've been, they've heard the gospel. My dad did get saved before he died. But I've been having back trouble. So I really, I'm not looking forward to a long trip, a 1,000-mile trip, So just please pray that everything just stays strong, and I'll be back for Passover for our Seder next week, and I'll miss you guys. I appreciate you, and if I don't leave, can't miss him. Well, I'm leaving. I will miss you, and so please. And stay for prayer. Lunch after I leave, there's gonna Brother Igor's gonna pray, preach. But after that, there's gonna be lunch. Well, he's gonna have a table too. There's a book table back there with some really cool stuff on it that you can only get from Brother Igor, right? I mean, you're the only guy in town that has that stuff back there. Seriously, there's good stuff, and it supports his ministry, and it supports the work that he does. So with that said, I want to introduce him. So let me I'm gonna step up here for a second. And brother, I'm sorry that I'm not going to be here to hear your message. I really wanted to. But maybe you tell them a little as well, whatever you share, tell them a little bit about what it's like to live in the shadow of Putin. And because that seems to be in America a big thing right now. What it's really like, Americans have this image of what Putin is like. I think the fact that he was not upset about chemical weapons is shows the character of the man to me, that they could, kill children with chemical weapons and it doesn't upset him at all. Shows me that he's a cold-hearted killer. But maybe you could elaborate a little bit on what it's like. They invaded Crimea, right? Which is that part of Ukraine? Okay, so Igor and Galina are from Odessa in the Ukraine, and he is the chief of station of Jews for Jesus in all of the former Soviet Union, not just Ukraine, but throughout all of the former Soviet Union, and he has 35 people working for him, a staff of 35 people, and he's traveling the country now speaking. So we're privileged to have him today, and his wife Galina. Let's give them a round of applause. Amen. And I just want to welcome him, and why don't you come, brother, and let's pray for him first. Father, we just pray for Igor and Galina, whatever they share, Lord, we just pray your blessing, your anointing on them, and that you bring forth your word in power and in love, a word, bring a word for the people. And Lord, we bind the strong man in the name of Yeshua, the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Amen. And I want to say goodbye to you, or farewell, not goodbye, but farewell. I'll be back for Passover, and love you all. Hope you have a good lunch and prayer time, and I'll be back next. I'll be back Thursday, Lord willing. The creek don't rise. Okay, I'm going to that heathen place called Boston. God help me. Thank God they have Cracker Barrels up there now. I can get sweet tea. Brother Igor, come on up.
Tom. Okay, may God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I can hear myself. You know, I was so touched by the fellowship. You know why? Because Joe and Don, they just, you know, actually sang. I was listening, Jews for Jesus, Liberating Welling Wall. Actually, I'm just fond of Liberating Welling Wall, you know. HaMashiach Yeshua, you know, God is my salvation. You know this song? Hine, hine, shuati, eftach velo echad, ki, ozi, vezemat Adonai, vihi, yelile Yeshua. You saw? I like it very much. So actually, we use this song just for Jesus in our Sabbath meeting as well. So shalom, bracha, havarim. Peace and blessing be to you, my dear friends. And my name is Igor Barbanel, as Rabbi Joe just mentioned. Yes, first of all, I'm grateful to the Lord and to Rabbi John for the opportunity to speak to you. Actually, I've been spending a couple of days at their place, and with my wife, Galina, actually enjoyed staying there. It's a great blessing, and we are blessed to be here at your congregation. So, can you hear my accent? You cannot help but hear my accent, yes. I'm not from Israel, although I've been there for 3 times. And we have a branch of Jews for Jesus in Tel Aviv, in the Promised Land. And would you please pray for our ministry, especially in the Promised Land, because we have a lot of opposition, especially from Hasidic Jews. They are so violent, you know, to Jews for Jesus, because Jews for Jesus wear t-shirts, you know, with letters, Jews for Jesus, you understand, yeah? Okay, so I'm from Odessa. It's not in Texas. Are you surprised? It's another part of the world. It's a little bit over than 6,000 miles from here. It's far away. So Odessa is a beautiful city which is located at the seashore of the Black Sea. In the end of 18th century, Odessa became like a new Babylon or Russian New York. When Russians and Ukrainians worked side by side with Greek, Italians, Bulgarians, you know, Chinese, and Jewish people. And it's reflected in the street's name, such as Greek Street, Bulgarian Street, Italian and French Boulevard, and Jewish Street. Jewish Street is famous by its synagogue. So the first synagogue in Odessa was built exactly in the Jewish street in 1795. So Odessa was established as a city and seaport in 1794, and the first governor of Odessa was a French nobleman. It's interesting, yeah? And the second one was a Spanish nobleman by the name of Deribas. So that's why it's this famous street in downtown called by the Spanish nobleman Deribas. I'll show you a PowerPoint presentation later on, okay? Okay, so the Lord has set me free from the power on sin and death, through my faith in the Messiah Yeshua, praise the Lord, and now I am free to live and serve for Him. This year we are traveling together with my precious wife Galina. Yeah? If you didn't have chance to talk to her, okay, go ahead and talk afterwards, okay? Okay. So Joe asked me to give update, minister talk about what is going on, not only in Ukraine, but in our country, in the former Soviet Union. So before I give you a talk, okay, let me introduce a time-honored tradition of Jews for Jesus, which is called the tradition of the tearing of the flap. Galina, would you please, yes, pass out our involvement cards, okay? And I explain, this is called involvement card. Do you see it? There is perforated line, you see, between the involvement card and the flap. So this small part for you, okay? Please pray for our ministry, and if you'd like to support, you can go online. Here is my code, text Jews for Jesus to 67076, okay? This is part for me. Would you please, first, okay, let's finish passing out, yes, our involvement cards, and then I continue. Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay. So let's don't tear the flap yet, okay? We're gonna try to tear the flap on the count of three, okay? Don't worry, it's a piece of cake. I won't count in English, oops, or other language. Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Good job. And now I'd like to ask you to fill out the involvement section, okay? Would you please fill out this print letter, uppercase, so that we are able to understand your handwriting, okay? This is my own way of staying in touch with you, and I want to send you our free monthly newsletter. I think you are pretty much familiar with Jews for Jesus, yeah? Okay. And I have a very selfish reason. I need your prayers. We would really appreciate your prayers, not only me, but my brother and sisters in the former Soviet Union. So would you please fill out this card to be in touch with Sokoi by email. And I believe as you read our free monthly newsletter, as you read about the wonderful ways in which God is using Jews for Jesus missionaries all around the world, I hope you'll pray for us. So please, do it even as I'm speaking. While you're doing that, let me make sure that you know who we are and what we do. Most time, a Jews for Jesus missionary is spent by doing whatever we can do to let our Jewish people know that the Messiah has come and His name, Yeshua. One of the ways to do that is by handing out evangelistic tracts like this. We call it broadside. You know, we use a military term, broadside, you know. For instance, beware of religious fanatics handing out pamphlets. It's us. We are religious fanatics for sake of Yeshua. Or this one, vegetarians for meat. Have you ever heard vegetarians for meat? It's cool, yeah, isn't it? And this one, oh, I like it very much. Pharaoh was not very nice at all. So our tracts are written in humor style, you know. I think it's important, especially for Jews for Jesus missionary, to have a good sense of humor, because humor disarms people. So we hand them out, these tracts, thousands, every day all around the world. As we hand them out, we talk to people and try to engage them in spiritual conversations. And the first question we ask is, who do you think Yeshua is? It's a simple question, but it helps a missionary to engage in person in spiritual conversations. And then we share the gospel message with them. And we try to get contact information, the names and addresses of those who are interested in getting more information on Yeshua. And later, we send free liturgy, free Christian liturgy, by mail. And also, we visit Jewish people, those who are willing to meet with us one-on-one way. And we share the gospel message with them in an ongoing way. When Jewish people come to faith in Yeshua, we help them to get grounded in the basics, and we help them to get established in a good local congregation, such messianic congregation like yours. So, we hand out our tracts, evangelistic tracts, we take out evangelistic ads, we knock on doors, we use music, drama, internet, in short, we do whatever we can do to let our Jewish people know that the Messiah has come and his name Yeshua. Now a little bit history about the work of Jews for Jesus in the former Soviet Union. So the work of Jews for Jesus in the former Soviet Union began over 25 years ago. So last year we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the opening of the first branch of Jews for Jesus. So three American missionaries came to the former Soviet Union just as it was falling apart, and it was the time to open up a first branch of Jews for Jesus. And so the first branch of Jews for Jesus was opened in Odessa. It all started in Odessa, in my native city, praise the Lord. Now there are no Westerns serving with us. Instead, we have a wonderful team of 35 Jewish Soviet-born missionaries serving with us in three countries and six cities. So we have branches in Odessa, in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, Kyiv, Dnepropetrovsk, it's hard to pronounce, Kharkov. So four branches are located in Ukraine, and one branch in Moscow, this is still the capital of Russia, and the last one is located in Minsk. Minsk, it's Belarus. Have you heard about Belarus? Not yet. Let me share a little bit. According to the law, it's forbidden any kind of missionary activity in the streets, but it's not forbidden to make phone calls to Jewish people and visit them at their homes in order to read the Bible. So we as missionaries, Jews for Jesus, try to explain to Jewish people from the Old Testament and the New Testament that all prophecies pointed out clearly to Yeshua, Jesus, that Jesus is the promised Messiah of Israel. Because the New Testament is hidden in the Old Testament. But the Old Testament is revealed, the New Testament is the whole issue. So we have also a Sabbath meeting like you here on Saturday morning. And it usually attended about 30 people in Odessa. Majority of them new Jewish believers who already accepted Yeshua is the promised Messiah of Israel. Some of them Jewish people not saved. And some Gentile believers who would like to serve, you know. And they also invite Jewish people, their neighbors, you know, in order to share the gospel message with them. So we have six branches in three countries. And now, let me give you an idea of the scope of what God has enabled us to do last year. So last year, Jews for Jesus missionaries in the former Soviet Union and our volunteers, brothers and sisters from messianic congregations, handed out over 1,500,000 tracts like this. Can you imagine? Last year. What does it mean? It means that over 1 million people, 1,500,000 people could have a good chance to hear the gospel message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For example, Odessa, it's a little bit over than 1 million people. Out of them are about 60,000 or 70,000 are Jewish people. So we have a lot, as Jews for Jesus missionaries, we have a large field for doing evangelistic work there. Now let me highlight two important figures, 257 Jewish and 295 non-Jewish people prayed to receive Yeshua last year. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. And 25 new Jewish believers and 10 non-Jewish believers, Gentiles, because in the marriage, whom Jews for Jesus missionaries ministered to, were baptized in Messianic congregations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome God. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, as Rabbi mentioned, let me share a little bit about what is going on in Ukraine, because Ukraine has been a lot on TV, in newspapers, in the internet recently. So the current situation is not good, because there are still a lot of violence and fighting in the east part of Ukraine, this region called Donbas. It's not far from Odessa, you know, it's about 300 miles. And you know, people are dying from both sides, from the side of Ukrainian separatists, and from other side, it's national Ukrainian troops from both sides. Every day, you know, bombing every day. And have you heard about this subway bombing in St. Petersburg? You know what is going on? Not only in Ukraine and Russia as well. So we need to pray a lot about the situation in east part of Ukraine, especially that God would give wisdom our President Poroshenko to find a solution for the situation. We as believers know this solution, yeah? To accept Yeshua as the promised Messiah of Israel and the Savior of the whole humankind. So please pray for our country. What we as Jews for Jesus missionaries are doing in the current situation in Ukraine. So let me read a passage from the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 4. So please turn to your Bibles if you have. Do you have your Bibles? Uh-huh. Okay. Praise the Lord. Be prepared. Okay. So please turn to the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 4. As long as it's day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. So what does it mean, these words? So Yeshua said, as long as it's day, it means that we as believers, as Meshechim, followers of Yeshua, should fulfill the Great Commission, yeah? The Great Commission is to proclaim the gospel message, Bisacha Tova in Hebrew, to Jews and Gentiles alike. So Yeshua's words are extremely relevant for us, Jews for Jesus. So far, we have religious freedom in Ukraine, but we never know how long will it take. So the current situation in Ukraine is the real challenge for us Jews for Jesus missionaries to keep on proclaiming the gospel message to Jews and Gentiles. We are planning to have a 2-week street outreach in Kyiv this year. And would you please write down these dates in order to pray for our outreach? So it's going to be from May 28 till June 11. From May 28 till June 11. So all Jews for Jesus missionaries from the former Soviet Union, but not only from the former Soviet Union, but from foreigners, from other countries, even Americans, brothers and sisters from Messianic congregations, will come in order to take part in this special outreach. And also, we involve our brothers and sisters from Messianic congregations. Have you heard about this big Messianic congregation in Kyiv? You have not. There is the biggest Messianic, I don't know, in the world, but in Europe, the biggest Messianic congregation in Kyiv. It's called Jewish Messianic Congregation, Rabbi Boris Grisenko. So go online, Boris Grisenko, and you will find him. So we have good relationships because we have a branch of Jews for Jesus in Kyiv, and we have our joint outreaches, which are dedicated to Jewish feasts. For example, Purim, the Feast of Deliverance, Pesach, you know Pesach, next week, you're going to celebrate Seder meal, okay? And the high Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year, Yom Kippur, Day of Judgment, and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, and Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights. So we have these joint outreaches, and we try to engage as many Jewish people as possible. For instance, in Kyiv, total population close to 3 million. Out of them, about 100,000 are Jewish people. Can you imagine? So we have a large field for doing evangelistic work there. In Odessa, total population a little bit over than 1 million. Out of them, about 70,000 are Jewish people. So please pray for this project, for our brothers and sisters from Messianic congregations, from other churches who would like to take part, who have a heart for Jewish people, for salvation, especially pray for salvation of the Jewish people. We as Messianic believers understand, yes? Amen. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. This is about our outreach. And also, please pray for this current situation in east part of Ukraine. So God actually helped understand our leadership, our government. So first, they need to cry out to Yeshua, to the Lord, yeah, and repent in their sins. And then Yeshua would give them a solution. How to find a solution, yeah? So please pray for this. Yes, amen. Please pray for this situation. Well, one of reasons I'm here this morning is to ask you to pray for us. I think that Messianic believers want the Jewish people to be saved. Why? Because God's desire to see Jewish people get saved. So, amen. Praise the Lord. I've heard there are a few Jewish people, yeah, in this area, yeah? I don't know how many. Maybe 500 or more, I don't know. I mean, Bristol, Johnson, and Kingsport, yeah? This area. Because Rabbi Joe said to me that there are about 500, maybe more, Jewish people. So, it's a great commission for you, my brother and sister, you know, to bring the gospel message, especially to Jewish people. And say to them, yeah, this is our God, Yeshua, for Jewish people. Do you remember the prophet Isaiah? It's chapter 40, verse 9. Go up on a high mountain and say to the cities of Judah, behold your God, yeah? So we need to say to Jewish people that Yeshua is their God as well. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So one of reasons is to ask you to pray. Would you please pray for us? And please write down your email address, as I mentioned, in order to be in touch with me, and especially personally with me, to let you know how to be praying for the work I am doing at the moment with capital letters. As well, there is another way you can stand with us. Let me help you. As Rabbi Joe mentioned, I've brought a lot of literature with me. Books, CDs, DVDs. By the way, CDs, it's Liberating Wailing Wall. And one of them, it's called, here, see? This is Jerusalem, you know, recorded by Joe and Don, you know? It's recorded in 1998. Purple Pomegranate production in San Francisco, you see? Wow, it's wonderful, it's amazing music. So, I think you might especially enjoy reading this book, Christ and the Passover, written by Moshe Rosen, the founder of Jews for Jesus, who passed away 8 years ago. And it goes into more detail than I have time to explain. So would you please take a look at the resource table in the back, okay, afterwards. By the way, we have three book feast set. It's Christ in the Passover, Christ in the Feast of Pentecost, Shavuot, and Christ in the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. By the way, these are three main Jewish feasts, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, when all Jewish people who were scattered around the world must go to temple and to bring sacrifice, yeah, and praise God and enjoy. So, three books. Also, we have Messianic Family Haggadah. You see? It's a Christian presentation of Jewish traditional feast. And including is a special section of recipes for the season. So Pesach in your own home. So I recommend you to read. And we have also this book. Let me recommend you. It's called Walk with Yeshua Through the Jewish Year. So it's a colorful, you know, it's a lot of pictures about Jewish feasts, not only biblical feasts. Tu B'Shvat, the feast of trees, you know, Pesach also, Seder meal, Rosh Hashanah, Yeshua's birthday, and so forth. So I recommend you and your kids as well. If you have kids, it's for them. The presentation of Christ in the Passover is available on DVD, given by Executive Director of Jews for Jesus, David Buechner. Have you heard about David Buechner? Not yet? Okay, I recommend you to see this before the Passover starts, okay? Would you please take a look at this? Okay, and a final way you can stand with us is financially. As Rabbi mentioned, they will be taking a love offering for the work of Jews for Jesus in the former Soviet Union. But before you give a donation, let me explain something. Your donation doesn't enable me and my wife travel from town to town or from Messianic congregation to Messianic congregation. It's not really what we do. Your gift, your donation, enables us to keep proclaiming the gospel message to Jews and Gentiles. This is really what we do. And I say with confidence, I'm so grateful to the Lord for such believers as you are when you pray and supporting Jews for Jesus ministry and other Messianic congregation as well. By the way, we have good relationships not only with Messianic congregation in Kyiv, in Odessa. There is also congregation, Messianic congregation called Light of the Messiah. Rabbi Valentin Tsviondek. By the way, yesterday I gave a presentation, ministry talk in Asheville. It's a Beit of Shilach, yeah, called this Messianic congregation. Rabbi Andy Meyerson. And he's pretty familiar with this Messianic congregation, Odessa. When he was the time from Odessa, he was so excited to have me, you know. And a little bit more about our partnership with Messianic congregations. So 2 years ago, Jonathan Bernes, you know Jonathan Bernes? The leader of Jewish Voice, with his team of American believers from Messianic congregations, came over to Odessa. And they hold it a wonderful festival. It's called the Festival of Jewish Music and Dance. So Jews for Jesus missionaries in Odessa. So we're invited to take part and help them. So my wife Galina and I, so we helped to interpret, you know, our American brothers and sisters. So we handed out not tracts but invitations. And many people were interested in getting more information, you know, about Yeshua. And some of them, Jews and Gentiles, prayed to accept Yeshua. So our American brother or sister, we were so excited, we were delighted, you know, to hear that many people actually are open to the gospel message in our country. So the festival was attended over 4,000 people. Not only residents of Odessa, you know, because Odessa is a kind of resort, and many tourists come to Odessa, especially summertime. And over 4,000, and many of them accepted Yeshua, Jews and Gentiles, and then Jews for Jesus started doing follow-up work. So we taught our brothers and sisters how to make phone calls, how to make visits to Jewish people. So it's, as I mentioned, it's been a joint project. So praise the Lord, we have good relationships with all Messianic congregations all around the world, including Kyiv, Odessa. In Moscow, there are a couple of Messianic congregations. In Minsk, is have you heard about Stuart Vineyard? No? In Belarus. So there are a couple of Messianic congregations established by Stuart Vineyard. He came back to the States. Okay, so as I mentioned about offering, and also, please, where is the... Is there a basket? Yeah? Can we pass around? And would you please place with your offering involvement card, okay, when it comes by, okay? And while you're doing that, if you have time, do you have time? Yeah? Okay. Let me share with you how I came to faith in Yeshua. It's my testimony. Yeah? And I think you will be very encouraged by this testimony, you know? So I was born and raised in a Jewish family of atheists, because, you know, in our country, many Jewish people are secular people. So my father, my dad, and my older brother, they graduated from high military academy, and they served in the army as officers. And my father graduated from music college, so he played the violin. And my mom had a high technical education and graduated from music college as well. So she played both piano and accordion with buttons. So I came from kind of military, you know, Jewish music family. So my parents actually weren't religious at all, but they observed some Jewish holidays. And I was surprised, you know. For example, Pesach. I remember not eating food with leaven, you know, with yeast. Instead, we ate matzah, unleavened bread, and matzah ball soup, you know. But didn't understand by that time, you know, the real meaning of this Jewish feast. And also, I remember before Yom Kippur, my parents reconciled with relatives and neighbors and then cleaned the flat. And I remember that my mom actually purchased, you know, chicken, living chicken. And then my father, yes, cut the chicken head off and then tore, you know, over his head, you know. And I didn't understand, you know, the real meaning of this. And I asked my mom, what does it mean this Yom Kippur? She said, this is the judgment, son. It said nothing to me, you know. From my childhood, I was worried about two questions. Why Jewish people are scattered all around the world? The first question. The second question. Why doth a man die? Somehow, I understood that there must be creator or maker who gave us our mind. But I thought by that time that he was far away from me and had nothing to do with me. Well, I asked my dad, and my dad, as usual, he was kidding. He said, this is our Jewish luck, son. Actually, it wasn't a satisfied answer for me. So I found no answers to my questions. So as the time passed on, I was called to serve in the army, because it's still obligation in our country for each young man at the age 18 to serve either in Navy or in the Army. In Navy 3 years, Army 2 years. And there I met Christian believers for the first time. Can you imagine? So I met Christian believers during the Soviet time, when the Iron Curtain was, you know. Yeah, it was so dangerous, because Christian believers in our country by that time were persecuted, and many of them put in jail because of their belief. So these guys were different from other soldiers, because they did not smoke, did not drink alcohol, did not use filthy language, you know. And I remember they said that they attend a church on Sunday, you know, something like that. Don't remember exactly. But other soldiers mocked them because of that. During the swearing allegiance, so these Christian believers refused to take guns in their hands because they said we could not do it according to the Bible. It just occurred to me, you know. And the colonel of our unit, our leadership, so they threatened them to put in military jail. But they were strong in their belief. You know, it was a good example for me, but I didn't understand by that time that God was knocking on my heart. Later on, I was transferred to another unit, and I actually didn't know what happened to them. So after the army, I came back to my native city, you know, but I felt some emptiness in my heart, and no one, nothing could fill my heart, you know, some irritation in my heart, you know. I was so angry with people, you know. I didn't understand why it's happened. And then later on, I met with my future wife, Galina. Yeah, it's interesting part of my testimony as well. Yeah, so my father, uncle's wife, so had relatives with Gala's father's side. It's complicated to explain. Okay, so yeah, so I was invited to my future wife's birthday, 20th birthday. Yes, I said okay. And when I saw for the first time Galina, so it's smart, well-educated Jewish girl, so pretty. So I fall in love from the first sight, of course. Then we were unbelievers, absolutely, from Jewish families, but unbelievers. And then 1 year later, so we got married. And then Gala gave birth to our first child. We were unbelievers by that time. But it's interesting because I found in my mailbox literature from Jews for Jesus. Wow, I was surprised because I never gave my contact information, you know, to any distributors, you know, in the streets. I still don't know how the literature from Jews for Jesus found its way to my mailbox. Definitely it was God's plan of salvation of my family. But you know, maybe, you know, so I live not in house, it's nine-story building, you know. But there is, where is the main entrance, there is a list of people who live there, you know. Maybe last name. Actually, it's not Jewish name. It's, yes, it's Barbanel. It's from Spain, you know. But it's in Hebrew. Maybe someone, you know, Jacob Barbanel, must be Jewish, okay. Maybe some believers wrote down my address and passed on to Jews for Jews. I don't know. I just, you know, may guess. But God knows, you know. So, amen, yes. So the first book from Jews for Jesus, I remember, it's called Betrayed, written by the Jewish person. And so his daughter became a believer, a Christian. And he shared this this joy, this gospel message with her father. But her father wasn't joyful, absolutely. And he tried, you know, to prove that Jesus was not the promised Messiah of Israel. So he started reading the Bible from the beginning to the end. When he finished, you know, reading the Bible, he realized, he came to a conclusion that Yeshua is the promised Messiah of Israel. And also Jews for Jesus invited us to Sabbath meetings. So we've been getting this literature for 3 years. And every time I found lame excuse not to go there. You know, because of bad weather, because of my kids, you know, and so forth. Finally. Oh, no, sorry. It was shown in my native Odessa, the movie about Jesus by the Gospel of Luke, you know. It's Campus Crusade, yeah. But this time they came to Odessa, and the movie liked us very much. I had no doubt that Jesus is Jewish, of course. But I thought that Jesus, you know, had supernatural abilities. He was like Superman, you know. In this. But the man who actually was starring in this film played the main role, so played very much. But this movie moved me to get to know more about personality of Jesus. So I started reading Christian books. And in our country, it was famous Orthodox priest, but he was Jewish. And he was killed by anti-Semites. His name, Alexander Mann. You can go online. He was completely Jewish, you know. And I read this book, which is called The Son of Man. So I come to a conclusion that Yeshua was sent by God to establish peace in Israel. I understood it with my mind, but my heart kept silence. Later on, it was before the Christmas Eve, so my wife Galina and I decided to go to Jews for Jesus Sabbath meeting, finally. As we reached the place, the doors were locked, and we were surprised because it's written in the invitation, you know, Jews for Jesus Sabbath meeting on Friday at 6 p.m. And no one there was. We didn't know what happened. Suddenly, an elderly lady appeared in front of us. He asked, "Are you looking for Jews for Jesus Sabbath meeting?" She was like an angel for us. Said, "Yeah." So the Jews for Jesus Sabbath meeting had been moved on Saturday morning. The very next day, it was the very Christmas time, so my wife and I came to Jews for Jesus. And I remember the preacher actually read the passage from the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus was born in a bar, in a manger, it's a very dirty place where animals were kept because there was no place for them in the hotel. It's a modern language, yeah? And I remember he said that Jesus died for our sins and rose again from the dead. I understood by that time that actually, yes, I'm sinners. I'm not saint, you know. And I did a lot of bad things, you know. And I understood not only with my mind, but with all my heart, that only Jesus could cleanse me inside. I can, you know, actually wash my hands, you know, my face. But what about inside, my thoughts, my heart? So I understood that only Jesus could cleanse me inside. And when the preacher called to the altar to repent people, I was standing in my place. And I was whispering sinner's prayer. And I accepted. I understood that Jesus not died for all people, but personally for my sins, and rose again from the dead. And then after the service, an elder Jewish lady, she's still alive. Now she lives in the Promised Land. Her name is Elizabeth Tirini. By the way, yes, Joe and Don knows her very well. So she came to us and presented us two Bibles. And I asked her, why two Bibles? One for your wife and one for you, okay? Because before I never read, you know, Bible. I've heard about Bible, and somehow I understood it's a special book, you know, and I didn't want to buy it. So it was a signal for us because she presented to us two Bibles, you know. It was hard to get Bible by that time, you know, the former Soviet Union. Okay, and she said, first of all, you must read a passage from the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 28, blessings and curses. When I read this passage, I understood why Jewish people are scattered all around the world. Because they are disobedient to God, yeah? They don't believe that Yeshua, Jesus, is the promised Messiah of Israel. And also, I got answer to my second questions. Why does a man die? If I die, I will go to heaven, to kingdom of God. So I found all answers to my questions. And then I started attending Jews for Jesus Sabbath meeting regularly, every Saturday. Then I became a volunteer of Jews for Jesus. And then I quit my job. I used to work as engineer electrician, so I fixed some electrical equipment. And then I quit my work and started working with Jews for Jesus as full-time missionary. So I've been working with Jews for Jesus over 20 years. You know, the time flies so fast, doesn't it? Yes, and now I'm deputy director of Jews for Jesus in the former Soviet Union. So my wife Galina also came to faith to Yeshua. So we came to faith in Yeshua through Jews for Jesus ministry. And my mother-in-law, she's still alive. She turned in January 90, you know. She's a believer. She's a member of Messianic Congregation in Odessa, Light of the Messiah. Praise the Lord. You know, it took her 8 years to be baptized because, you know, it's hard for a Jewish person, you know, to be baptized. Because, let me explain. In our country, many Jewish people, especially retired people, they are so poor. That's why they are dependent on Jewish organizations because they get humanitarian aid from them. And rabbis and leaders of the Jewish organizations actually threatened, you know, this all Jewish people. If you go to Jews for Jesus or Messianic congregations, you don't have any humanitarian aid, stuff like that, you know. And they're afraid of them. This is the situation in our country. But nevertheless, there are several Jewish people who are open to the gospel message, and nevertheless, they go to Messianic congregations and to Jews for Jesus Sabbath meeting as well. As a result of this festival of Jewish music and dance, my wife Glenna and I opened up a home group We have also Sabbath meeting on Saturday. Now it's attended about 12, sometimes 12 or 14 people. So majority of them are new Jewish believers, some of them intermarriage couples, so Jewish and Gentiles. And now they are preparing to be baptized in Messianic congregations. So we have Sabbath meeting, yeah. We have a special home group like your Messianic congregation. So bless God, really blessed our ministry and our joint and our partnership with Messianic congregations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All of my family are believers. And my oldest daughter, she moved over to Germany for permanent residence. In our country, there is called Jewish immigration. If you're a Jewish person and you can approve it, you know, by certificate of birth. It used to be written, you know, your parents, you know, father, mother, Jewish. So she moved to Germany and they lived there 2 years and God truly blessed them. And my, actually, my grown up, they also musicians. So my oldest daughter, she plays the piano, the youngest one, the guitar, so kind of military, as I mentioned, Jewish music family. I have a grandsons, two grandsons, yeah, Moshe and Shimon. Moshe and Shimon. 10 years and 3 years so far. So please pray for our ministry because we have our ministry in Germany. We just opened up a branch, it's not an outpost, of Jews for Jesus in Berlin. We have a Jews for Jesus branch in Essen. It's not far from Düsseldorf. It's about 15 miles. And we just opened this outpost in Berlin. So my wife and I took part in this outreach in Berlin 2 years ago as well. So that's why, so we had a chance to see our daughter, and she also took part 1 week in this outreach in Berlin. Okay, so I think that's it so far. Thank you for coming. And you have a chance to take a look at resource table. Would you please take what you need to build you up in your faith? Okay? Amen. Oh, one more. It just occurred to me. About presentation. Carol, would you please turn on the presentation? Yeah, on this side. Okay. A little bit bigger. Okay, this is famous opera and ballet house in Odessa. So it's the biggest one and the famous, not in the world, but in the Europe. Okay, so welcome to Odessa. I'm not kidding, especially summertime. Yeah, it's wonderful, you see. It's built by French architect, by the way. Okay, would you please, next slide. Mm-hmm. We're still on the same page, okay. It takes time, I understand. This is seaport. As I mentioned, Odessa was established as a city and seaport, you see. It's a wonderful... Okay, this is... Okay, seaport. This is the central city in Odessa, in downtown, the very heart of Odessa, called Rybacz, as I mentioned about the second governor of Odessa. He was a friend, a Spanish nobleman. And we, as Jews for Jesus, actually are doing our outreaches here because many people, foreigners, come to Odessa, especially in the summertime, so we have a good chance to share the gospel message with them. Okay, so would you please, next slide. Mm-hmm. This is monument of Empress Catherine II, but it's interesting because she's holding in her left hand a decree about establishment of the city of Odessa. You know, it's very important, especially this decree, for Jewish people. I don't know if you heard this term Pale of Settlement. Have you heard this term? So Jewish people actually were forbidden, you know, to live in big cities. You know, yes. And to work as, you know, lawyer and other stuff, because they actually lived in small towns in Scots Yiddish Shtetl. And after this decrease, many Jewish people came to Odessa in order to do their business, you know? Yeah, would you please, next slide. This is the first governor of Odessa, Count de Richelieu. Actually, his ancestor was the famous cardinal in 14th century in France, Duke de Richelieu. Okay, would you please, next slide. This is our stats, as I mentioned to you, how many tracts were given out and how many people came to faith in Yeshua. Would you please, next slide. This is our outreach. This woman names Marina. She is Jewish. She's our volunteer from Messianic Congregation and helps us to hand out tracts and engage people in spiritual conversations. Would you please, next slide. It's me. You see, it's written Jews for Jesus on the left side. So I try to engage a Jewish person in spiritual conversation, and I got contact information from her for follow-up work. Praise the Lord. Would you please, next slide. This is Michael Washingles. He's also a Jewish person. He used to be the leader of Kharkov branch. He's talking to Jewish person, as you can guess. Okay, would you please, next slide. This is Seder meal. It's supposed to be next week in your congregation. Actually, it attended about 100, 120 people, especially Pesach in Odessa, because, you know, Pesach, it's very important. Even Jewish people are unreligious. It's important for them, you know, to go to Pesach. So we have, with Jews for Jesus, have a good chance, you know, to share the gospel method during the Seder meal. Would you please, next slide. This is Rosh Hashanah services. The small room was packed, you know, by people, majority of them Jewish people. Would you please, next slide. The last one, Hanukkah service. So the Feast of Lights. This is our Messianic congregation, you see. This is our team here. That's it. So now you know more about Ministry of Jews for Jesus, yeah? And would you please continue to pray for our ministry and for our travel, okay? Because we are scheduled a couple of presentations in Tennessee and Kentucky, okay? Okay, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Although he invaded, you know, Crimea. But actually, it's Russian territory, you know, Crimea.